Thanks, Chuck. I guess my goal this morning is to encourage you, if you have research center, to include high school students and even below high school students as part of the education process for your location. And if you're already doing that, maybe you can pick up some ideas, as we're always looking for ideas on how to do this. My other authors, Tim Reinbott is obviously our fearless leader from last night, and Bruce, Jim, and Jake are also Research Center superintendents from Missouri. If we look at some of the benefits that we get from this, it's not uncommon for someone that has lived in our community to drive by the center after they've been inside of the center for the first time and say, well, gee, I never knew this existed. And so even with the rush that we have these days, it's excellent exposure to have your research center be brought out in the light of education as you invite other people to come in, especially high school students. And it also informs, in our case, the tie between the Agricultural Experiment Station and the University of Missouri. Oftentimes people drive by our locations and say, well, that's another farm. And, you know, we know there's a lot more to it than just another farm. So it opens the idea that research goes on in our locations. It's not just production agriculture. One of the things that is important, I think, is although we're not a large employer, particularly in our rural communities and around our agricultural experiment stations, we are an employer of students in the summer, and there's often an internship that can be received by a student that gives them credit and also helps us out considerably. Whenever possible, we would use that intern from the summer to help lead tours at that location. Second reason why we do this is recruitment. And obviously, recruitment of students is important to us. At the University of Missouri College of Ag, Food, and Natural Resources, our enrollment has been going up for, I don't know, the past 9 years, I suppose. In the last 2 years, it's gone up 9% each year. We attribute part of that to the recruitment that goes on at these field days for students. That probably hits 4,000 or 5,000 students across the state. Whenever possible, we like to use students from the area because the high school students that are attending, or they may even be elementary students that are attending, see someone from their area that they know they went to the big college and they didn't get gobbled up by all the mass of humanity there. But we don't necessarily just pitch it to, you know, come to MU. What the pitch is usually, consider post-secondary education, technical training, you know, 2 or 4 year college, just to better yourself, prepare yourself for the future. Cece Leslie is our recruiter that you see in this picture, and she uses black and gold beads to throw to people that answer questions. And it's a good way for her to get involvement of the students that are there. It also encourages the idea to pursue scholarships as soon as possible. Career opportunities is one of the main focuses of our field days for high school students. How do you expand the concept of agriculture to these students so that they know that geospatial careers exist, so that they know that opportunities exist in fields that we often don't associate with production agriculture in our rural communities? And I would suppose we looked at all the people in this room, we would find a lot of us didn't start out in the career that we're in right now, but you know, very happy in that. And the training that we were given certainly pointed us in the right direction. So career opportunities is important as an aspect. We like to include as many different agencies as we can. This is the Missouri Department of Conservation team that worked at our WERDAC field day a couple of years ago. Even the guys that look like they just came out of the brush hunting. But the Natural Resource Conservation Service, Highway Patrol, Department of Agriculture, these are all agencies that number one, are always willing to be involved with our field days. They want to be there and get the idea in front of students that this is a career opportunity for them. At the same time, we've seen the State Highway Patrol recruiting for students at these. We've seen just about all of our speakers suggesting that a career in our agency is certainly an opportunity for you that you can work with throughout your life. And I think our field days also make a setting that's neutral. Whenever you invite, I taught vocational agriculture for 5 years, and whenever you invite a speaker in, it's kind of a sterile environment. You know, it's always good to have a specialist in that area talk to your class. It's always good for the class to go to their office, but whenever you're on site, you see the tools they use, you see the uniform that they're in, it's always good to see that in a neutral setting as far as getting the image of that as a career into the students. Understanding life sciences is always a component of it, and understanding that life science touches us every day is a critical component of that. Mr. Jenkins is on his horse here now, and although he talks about horse psychology, if there is such a thing, and working with horses, he also gets involved with nutrition. He gets involved with the science of management of a horse and the like. I think it certainly allows students to broaden their idea of what science is all about. It also allows students to see how science touches them every day of their life. In this case, Ted Cunningham was one of our livestock specialists, and he had a student remove some forage from the fistula or from the rumen of a cow. And so, although the student is looking at that as grass that's halfway eaten, Ted is saying, you know, this dairy cow is actually a forage harvesting machine that turns grass into milk. So how does all the science work together is critical. We deliver the presentations, and as a result, we try and separate students from farmers on our field days. And in most cases, we have a separate day for the producer field day, is what we call, and we have a separate day for the students, because the presentations are presented at certainly at different levels. Farmers are interested in, you know, what's the bottom line, what's the impact on my operation. This is one with Pat Snodgrass, one of our nutrition specialists, talking about maintaining hydration among people. And she used a simple process of a bottle of apple juice and a bottle of lemon juice, saying, if your urine looks like apple juice, you're probably dehydrated. So it was something that I thought was unique that students could get across as far as maintaining hydration. To organize successful field day, I had to put this one in of Tim Reinbott, who is head and shoulders above everyone else as far as giving tours, because Tim gives probably, how many do you give, 150 tours a year, Tim, or better? Anything from a visiting scientist to preschool groups. But his comment I always thought was one that stuck with me. If you ask students questions instead of just starting off and giving the information, that's a good way to get them to interact. Hands-on is certainly important. The speakers will often have visual aids that they work with. This is a water patrol officer that brought pictures of accidents that he's witnessed and has been involved in. A sawmill, whenever possible, we have the actual equipment on site or the product of that, so that students get a better idea. They can touch and feel and smell sawdust, what have you, to better drive home the points that are there. Some of the most popular stops, well, head and shoulders above everything else, is a fistulated cow. And the concept of this is that a student reaches inside and feels the papillae, the absorption tissue, of the inside lining of that stomach. And sometimes we get highway patrolmen in there too. But the idea is that the memory of this has stayed with some of these students for 30 and 40 years in advance. It's not uncommon to go into a restaurant and the waitress say, well, you know, what are you doing here? And we'll say, well, we're down here for the WERDAC FFA day. And she said, oh, I was there 20 years ago or whatever, and I still remember the cow down there. So the idea is that it teaches our students the idea of science and some of the thrill of it. One of the stops that we had was the Department of Conservation. They were trying to drive home the idea of poaching and how much damaging it is. The previous year, they asked one group, they said, if you saw someone poaching, would you turn them in? This one group, all the hands went up. They asked the other group, which was a little bit deeper in the Ozarks, said, if you saw someone poaching, would you turn them in? And said, all of a sudden, everybody looked at their shoes. And I had to be impressed with their honesty. But in this case, what they set up a series of stops. The first one was deer antlers, some beautiful racks that had been confiscated by the Department of Conservation. And then they talked about the damage of poachers to personal property, to people, to the deer herd and deer management. And then the gentleman in the back of the pickup was explaining, you know, what do you look for in a poaching incident and how do you report it? About the time that he's finished with that, all of a sudden out of the blue comes this four-wheel drive and three shots are fired out of the four-wheel drive pickup at the deer that's below it, which is a dummy. And then some cans are thrown out and the four-wheel drive drives off over the hill. It was a good staged poaching incident, and they go ahead and go through the process of how does this work, you know, what do you see? And the students get an argument whether it's one, two, or three people, if they fired, how many shots, what did they throw out, did they throw anything out, what color was the truck, and what brand was it? And so it's interesting to, it was a good exercise for them to demonstrate how it happens. And as we all know, especially whenever we report incidents that are emergency style, it's important to practice those. One of the other ones, computers on the farm, has been a popular stop. These kids have had computers around all their life. But what's new about it? So John Travelos challenges the group, says, you know, how do you use computers in your life or on the farm? And so they go through a whole listing of everything from the, you know, standard calendar and breeding schedule maybe of cattle and calving schedule. They see their ideas put up on the screen, and John rewards each one with usually a miniature candy bar or something like that. And then at the end, they usually take a video of that. Now, I'm not sure if they still do this with the new privacy rules of students, but they used to take a video of the entire group, and they would have the students saying, like Salem High School says, howdy, and they'd post that on the website, which was something that allowed us to get students to come back and visit our website. So in conclusion, what's in it for us? Well, it heightens the visibility of your location. It's good for student recruitment, and certainly the sciences of life as a concept is expanded. For the students, they have a wider understanding of career opportunities. We often think it plants a seed that may develop and sometimes grow a station superintendent. Sometimes the presentations are usually done by trained individuals, and the VOAG teacher or the teacher of science can come back and reflect on later. And finally, there's information there about pursuing a further education and bettering the students as they go. So there's always a bit of philosophy that goes along with the education at these events, and we see those as a very high merit. Obviously, the ag teachers and students and counselors and principals do too, because we still have excellent attendance on these, and it can be a lot of fun. So are there any questions? Sure. Question was, how is the FFA surviving in Missouri? For several years, there was a decline, especially after the 80s, but more recently, the numbers of FFA are growing very strong. And last I recall, they were surpassing the numbers where they began their decline. So, you know, we see FFA not simply as agriculture anymore, but more as agriculture leadership and other career opportunities, you know, that's offered. Other question? Okay. Thank you.
Are you arranging these tours? Are you instigating these tours, or are they coming to you? How does that work?
Well, it works both ways. Tim Reinbott should probably be giving this part, because he has people contacting him all the time for tours, and most of the other research farms and centers have groups that drop by at various times. But for these days, we arrange the tours, we set up a schedule, we send invitations out, and it's important. Well, Tim had 2,000 kids at his one FFA day. So just the logistics of handling that many kids at one time, it was well planned out and well thought out. And I don't know if he had any afterthoughts on that or not about having that many people there. But it has to be set up and organized. The last thing you want are students waiting for something, waiting for their turn, because as we all know, students have a habit of finding their own way to keep themselves amused. So, have a question? Okay, thank you.